going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I was recently out in Oklahoma for a 70,000 square foot retail center that I'm buying. And anytime I am buying a new property, I've got an entire, you know, due diligence checklist, obviously, that I like to go through to ensure that I'm leaving no stone unturned, especially when you're buying big properties with a lot of moving parts and you're spending a lot of money. A lot of commas and zeros are in the equation. You want to make sure that you are leaving no stone unturned and you're doing all the things that you need to do during your due diligence period to either validate your plan and what you think you can do to make the money, the returns, the investment being worthwhile, or you're poking holes and you're seeing that there are some things that maybe you can't overcome, or maybe what you thought you could do on the property or the site or the project that you actually can't do. And usually when I get to this stage of my due diligence, I am either validated and feeling much better and more confident about moving forward and closing the deal, or you get out there and you start, you know, doing everything that you need to do and you go, man, this is maybe not what I initially thought it was. And there might be more risk here, or there might be more, you know, challenges that I need to overcome. And you decide that you want to go in a different direction and maybe avoid moving forward with the investment. And so this was that time of the escrow period for me that I needed to get on site. We call it touching the asset and sitting down and having all of my meetings and going through all the different parts of the plan and ultimately, right, determining whether or not I want to move forward with this thing. So as you can imagine, flying across the country from California to Oklahoma, I wanted to make the most out of my time there. And some of my to-dos while I was out there was to make sure that I was meeting with all of the existing tenants and going through all of their leases and learning about what they like about the property, what challenges or issues they're experiencing in the property, if there's any drama or stories or things that I should be aware of. This is where I want to investigate, right? And get all the dirt and all the insight, because that can be very, very important. I wanted to make sure that as I got all of my inspections done on this complex, as you can imagine, 70,000 square feet, this, you know, complex is on 7 acres. It takes up a full, you know, couple hundred yards of commercial frontage on the main thoroughfare in town. And so going through all of the different inspection reports and making sure that my HVACs and my roof and my electrical and my plumbing and the parking lots and anything and everything you can think of at the building, right? The physical condition, that's going to be important because this one needs a good amount of work to get it back in a condition that I feel will attract the right tenants and make the patrons of the city and the town feel good and excited and comfortable coming and patronizing those businesses.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. I I had to review my insurance to make sure that all the insurance coverages and exclusions, right, are going to protect me and the investment that I'm making into this property. I'm going through a kind of remapping of all of the parcels on the property. So I had to meet with the surveyor. There's a storage facility on the back of the property. So going through and seeing that my plan that I want to do with that area of the property is feasible, you know, looking at getting all of the construction drawings finalized for the interior layouts and the floor plans, in addition to the exterior facade and making it look nice and pretty. So lots of stuff going on, right? And at the same time, you know, just because I have this vision for the property and I think that if I do this and I invest this money and I make it look like this, it'll attract the right tenants and the income is going to increase as a result, which is obviously going to drive more value into the building. That's value add commercial real estate investing 101. Improve the condition so that you can get the right tenants on the right leases that maximize the income, which maximizes the value. That's it in a nutshell. Now, that being said, if the property looks the way mine does right now, and there is a quite a bit of work that is going to need to be completed in order to get it to where I want to get it, well, I got to make sure that I have all of the key players and people on my team in order to make that work and bring it to fruition. Now, at the same time, not only having the right people on your team specific to the project is one component, but having all of the right people in the city or that might have a role or a say in this project in town, getting them on board is equally as important. And so while I was out there, I met with the mayor of the city. I met with the Chamber of Commerce. I met with some members of the city council. I met with the members of the economic and business development team while out there. I met with my architect while out there. I met with my contractors and all the vendors that I'm going to be spending money with to improve this property while I was out there. I met with the selling family while I was out there. I met with the survey while I was out there. I met with every single tenant while I was out there. And the way this week played out was very, very interesting. And it just reminded me personally how important relationships are in any aspect of life, but also very specifically when you're talking about investing, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in a company or a business, whether it's in a stock, right? Anything that you're going to invest in, if you want to build wealth and create financial freedom, getting rich is a team sport. And if you have the right relationships on your team, it can make you millions. And if you have the wrong relationships on your team or working against you, it can either not only prevent you from making millions, but it can also cost you a lot of money. And while I was out there this last week, when I sat down with the mayor and I went through and did all of my different, you know, meetings and inspections and all the stuff essentially that I wanted to do while I was out there that I laid out in my due diligence plan to make the most of my time while I was in Oklahoma, it really validated, I feel like this city, I feel like this project, I feel like this opportunity. Everything is aligned, and therefore I felt so much better about moving forward and closing on this deal. And I got back to where I was staying at, and I got a message from my lender who was going to fund this deal for me and committed to funding this deal for me that they were not comfortable funding this project out of state and that they were going to pull out. And mind you, I'm like, oh my gosh, right? Everything was ready to go. I'm ready to move to the closing table. I got 2 weeks left. Where the hell am I going to find financing for this project in less than 2 weeks? And I've always said that every deal, every investment that I've made at least on the real estate side, every deal has some ordeal, some challenge that you have to overcome. And when I look back at all of the deals that I've done, the hundreds of deals that I've done over the last 15 years of my real estate investing career, I was thinking about one common denominator that has consistently helped me overcome many of those challenges. Yes, it's me jumping into action and having a positive mindset and trusting in the process and leaving it all out on the floor and just being okay with where the chips may fall and where the results may lie. But to go an even step further, every time I was able to overcome a challenge, or every time I was able to get, you know, a lifeline, or I was able to have a big win, often and almost every single time, it came back to having key and quality relationships that helped me accomplish something that I was not able to do if I were to just try and do it by myself. And I'll give you an example of this. And this was, you know, really, it really reminded me of why relationships are so important. So I found this commercial real estate deal through my commercial real estate mentor that I've bought a couple other properties through over the years. And he retired after 30 years of being a commercial real estate broker, and he moved to this area of Oklahoma. So I would have never found this deal in the first place, which may end up being one of my best deals I've ever done. Time will tell, but it's at least looking that way, especially with the plan that I've got and what is kind of being validated along the way. I would have never found this deal without him. I would have, when I came into town, never gotten a meeting with the mayor, with the city council, with the head of the Choctaw Economic and Business Development, with all of the vendors in town that I was meeting with, if it wasn't for this relationship with him and all of his relationships. Well, to take it a step further, I wouldn't have ever had the opportunity to even pursue this deal if I didn't have the financing in place that I had because of a relationship that I've had with a lender that I've done just about 100 loans with on my projects over the years. And when that person pulled out of the deal and said that they were kind of getting cold feet, I immediately called the mayor and said, "Hey, brother, you said if I needed anything or any help on this project that I could reach out to you, and my lender's getting a little bit of cold feet right now. They are really behind this deal as a whole." I knew that after having the meeting with the mayor and the city and all of those individuals. And I said, "You know, I really want to make this deal happen. But if I can't get financing put together in the next couple weeks, you know, this property, this project may be a no-go." And he said, "Well, let me take you into the bank in town. That's a local family-owned bank, one of the last standing private banks in Oklahoma. And I want to introduce you to the owner, the president, and the VP." And he literally walked me into the bank, walked me into the owner and the president's offices. I sat down with them. I pulled out my drawings and my renderings, and I walked them through my plan and my pitch deck and everything that I was going to do to this plaza. And within 48 hours, this bank had responded and told me that they would love to fund this deal. They would love to invest some dollars in the community. They would love to see this center and plaza, which has been a major eyesore in this particular area of town because everything around it is new. But this owner that owned it for 30 years was just kind of a slumlord, not maybe a slumlord, but just didn't reinvest in the center. And he said, "We would love to invest in this project and help you get it across the finish line." So as I was heading back to the house and thinking about how this all played out, right? And again, stressed out, going, "Man, this might be one of the best projects I've ever had. And yet I might not be able to get it across the finish line because my lender just pulled out last minute." Because of this relationship I had with my mentor and broker and the relationships he had in town that were then relationships that I was able to foster, that individual within 30 minutes literally walked me into a bank, which is pretty unheard of nowadays, to be able to walk into a bank and sit down not only with an executive of the bank, but the owner of the bank, the president of the bank. And those individuals were able to give me an answer around funding this project within 48 hours. And if this deal ends up going the way I believe it's going to go, this deal is going to make me a couple million bucks. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to close on this deal if it wasn't for relationships, the right relationships. And I've also been on the other side of that coin where I've had other deals that have cost me a lot of money, or I've left money on the table because of being in business with the wrong people or having the wrong relationships. You know, I've got a financial advisor who's made me some great money over the years, Mr. Ryan Breedwell. The right relationships. He came into my world through the podcast, and now he is on the podcast with me, and we've developed a great relationship over the years that has made me some great money. This private lender who has funded so many of my deals came from a direct mailer that I sent them over 12 years ago. And now all of a sudden I've done 80 plus loans with them on different flips. They helped me buy my first hotel because of relationships. And so it was just a reminder for me and for you, as you're out there building your business, as you're out there building your team, as you're out there building your wealth and making investments, relationships are the foundation of massive empires. Relationships and getting the right people in your world can make all the difference to accomplishing things that you yourself alone would never be able to do. And so when you can check your ego at the door every single day and have your head on a swivel for talent, for people that are aligned with your vision, for people that are aligned with your values, most importantly, and you can bring value to those individuals and you can show up in a way that creates a win-win for everybody, the right relationships of 1 + 1 = 10 is so important versus just getting a body to fill 1 + 1 = 2. And it was just a great reminder while I was out there. And mind you, of course, there's a lot of stuff that has to go on, you know, for this deal to come to fruition and to make the millions that I believe it's going to make. A lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of risk, and a lot of other key relationships that are going to be critical to, you know, bringing my plan and my vision to life.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
But that being said, looking at the trail of, you know, obviously many failures I've had in my life, but the trail of successes that I've also had and been able to get to a financial stage of where, you know, I'm continuing to build on today. But based on where I started, being broke, living in my dad's house, barely able to pay him rent, you know, making it from commission check to commission check when I was an early realtor at 21, I would have never been able to flip the houses I flipped, to build the hotels and the team that I built, to, you know, travel the world and to create masterminds and to facilitate, you know, a lot of the experiences that I've been able to facilitate and enjoy, and, you know, without relationships. So to think about how critical relationships and that variable can be in your equation for building wealth, for building an amazing life, for making a significant impact, maybe if that's something that's more important to you than wealth. Relationships are a currency that so many people overlook. And it's something that has always been front and center for me. Honoring the right people, treating people with kindness, respect, right? With upholding the right standards, with making sure that you're aligned on values. When you make relationships the core of everything you do, you're going to connect so many dots that you wouldn't be able to connect otherwise without those relationships. So just a great reminder for myself and for you to really be thinking about the relationships and the people that you're investing your time and energy with, and how you're showing up to those relationships, whether new, whether old, whether, you know, in between, that those relationships are getting the necessary attention and intention behind them, because that can make all the difference for you on your wealth building journey. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in each and every episode and rocking with me. I will continue to keep you guys posted on how this deal unfolds. Obviously, I got to get it across the finish line. But again, it was going to be a dead deal, but because of relationships, not only was I able to keep it alive, but now it's getting a whole lot sweeter and the opportunity is looking even that much better. So thank you so much. If you enjoy the show, as always, I ask, just take 60 seconds, leave a review. Don't forget to check out Millionaire Mindcast. Don't forget to check out the Wise Investor Collective store, all the great stuff we have for you guys that are out there looking to build wealth, looking to take your habits, your goals, your relationships, and of course, your wealth to that next level. We got a lot of great stuff in there for you. Until next week's episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.